many people are dying in the world. So now, as we are talking right now, Tonga, we see that there are roughly about 2,582,539 people that have actually contracted this disease. Out of these people in the world, about 178,000 have actually died. When we look at USA, we know, Tonga, that 825,306 people have actually contracted this disease. When it comes to deaths, there are more than 45,000. In Zimbabwe, indications are that there are four people that have already died of coronavirus COVID-19, and one of them actually died today. Over to you, Jonga.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. My name is Jonga, and we are listening to Diaspora Forum. Tonight, as Gibbs said earlier on, we are looking at the coronavirus pandemic and how it is affecting Zimbabweans. As you all know, Zimbabwe so far recorded 28 cases with 4 deaths. And in America, where we are based, in the United States of America, there are 826,258 confirmed cases and 45,382 deaths. While the world over, the number stands at 2,585,468 cases of confirmed coronavirus and 178,845 deaths.
Greetings, this is Dr. Chireka. It is very sad that we are losing a lot of our colleagues, our friends, our loved ones, especially from the black community. We've lost a lot of Zimbabweans, nurses, even doctors. When we start losing our loved ones in such high numbers from this pandemic, we start to ask questions. We need to ask questions that are uncomfortable. We need to ask questions that challenge some of the way we do things. I think as an NHS, we know that NHS, we would call it a United Nations, meaning that the NHS is full of people from all over the world. We have got black people, people from Africa, Asian people, white people, and we work together. But there's something that we need to make sure that we have addressed and deal with it. Firstly, we need to make sure that when we go and work in this pandemic, when we go and work, we must have personal protective equipment. If there's no personal protective equipment, no one should be working in these hospitals. But what we find is one habit that has been happening, which no one has even challenged. But we know that when you are an agent staff, when you go to work, you are the one that is given difficult patients. You are the one that is put in a ward that is difficult. Because there are certain wards where people don't want to work in. There are certain wards where there is a high staff absenteeism, where staff, they are always falling sick. How do they manage those wards? They manage them by making sure that they get agent staff. And who is working as agent staff? Majority of us, black people, African people, we have opened our own agent organizations, our own companies, which is good. But that means that we are the ones who will be sending our staff, or we will be going ourselves to make sure that we fill those shifts. Because failure to fill shifts, it means you won't get business tomorrow. So that is putting a lot of our people at a high risk. But there should be guidelines. You don't work in an environment that makes you feel unwell, that puts your life at risk. Another thing that people are forgetting to look at is that when you are working as a frontline staff, you mustn't be exposed every day. So people need to look at how many hours are you working as a frontline staff? Are you getting enough breaks? Are you also taking enough rest? And what forms of personal protective equipment are you using? So if we don't deal with that, we'll find that we end up losing most of our loved ones. I'm not saying the people that are dying are dying due to this, but I'm just highlighting some of the issues that we need to address. But as a people, we have to address those. Yes, but the narrative is only focusing on one area that, oh, black people have got diabetes, black people have got other underlying conditions like asthma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, high blood pressure, heart failure, HIV. Yes, those conditions, we might have them, but that's not only the reason why most of us are dying. I think it's exposure and also the lack of personal protective equipment being given to our people. So what can we do as a people? What can we do as a community? We need to raise awareness amongst ourselves. One, please, if you've got any underlying condition, make sure that you follow the guide from your doctor. Two, if you go to work, make sure that you are being given personal protective equipment that is being given to everyone. Two, you need to reduce the number of hours that you are working. You may have a lot of large bills to meet to pay, but please, please, the more you're exposed in these frontline jobs, the higher your risk of getting infection. It's common sense. So we need to make sure that we're doing. And also, you need to look after yourself. Have enough time to rest. And also, you need to make sure that you're also having enough sleep. So those are things that we need to make sure that we are addressing. And then I think, having said that, we need to have a research, to have an inquiry. The NHS is got a duty to protect its employees. So we call upon the NHS to look at, is there a reason why black and ethnic minorities are dying in large numbers? We may not have the figures, but we need to look at that and come up with an answer as to why. But from what we are saying, what we're seeing is that black people who are working as agents, as they seem to be unfairly represented, people are dying. My condolences goes to all of us that have lost their loved ones. We don't know why things are like this, but we are asking for an inquiry into this death. But whilst we're waiting for the inquiry, there are a few things that we can do. If there's no PPE, you don't have to work. Do not overwork. Have enough rest. If you've got any underlying conditions, make sure that you are.
Yes, so, Jonga, I think the doctor is saying a lot of things here, and, you know, he's very much concerned about the death of some people in the UK, you know, especially Zimbabweans and black people in general. So he says there's this kind of thing that black people are actually dying in large numbers, and there's an assumption that maybe it's because some of them have got certain underlying conditions that are really devastating to them. So now, can you say something about what the doctor is saying, maybe Chona?
This is what I saw, Gibbs. Chilemba, Biden, Kireka, Varukuta, Ura, Mamsoro, Matamutsuwa, Sahana, Kuru, Vanushana, Mushipatara, Kanamungo, Karezo, Utano, Vakatarisa, Ipokwa, Upavari, Ipokwa, Ingele, Kanam, Britain, Ikone, Nonzi, NHS, Varukuta, Ura, Kuti, Matamutsuwa, Mashinji, I think I'll be at the Sandana, Nevich, Mamsa, and Sarah, Wakati, Watara, Siwana, Tuniro, this way, the Children of Arukta, Wara, Wachita, Wara, Pamsor, the Kutuva, Naka, Shaketan, the same, the Kutaka, Shiji, Matara, Wanaka, Shaka, Wara, Kutu, Nepuan, Chico, Mushpata, Wang, Wanaka, Shaka, Wara, Kutu, Wara, 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 Wara
ukuthi abantu sibili kumele bethuke ngomkhuhlane lo uyabulala okunye okumangalisayo. I'm happy that we are joined by our first guest, and that is Dr. Munatsi, Edgar Munatsi, who's in the UK, I hope. We are going to hear him. Dr. Munatsi, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks, Gibbs. How are you?
Oh, very fine. So we are happy that we got you on the line. So, we can even see you. So now, we're talking about this coronavirus, COVID-19. Tonga?
Hello, Dr. Amurabuchika, Dr. Munatsi. I want to welcome you, Dr. Munatsi, to our show. And as usual, it's very difficult to do so. And we expect awareness from experts like Dr. Munatsi. Dr. Munatsi, the main thing that is worrying Zimbabweans at the moment is the rate at which Zimbabweans are passing on due to coronavirus or COVID-19, especially in the United Kingdom. What can you tell people about that? We heard from Dr. Chireka's video, but I think you can add on that.
Thank you so much. I think Dr. Chireka summarized quite well. The numbers of black people who are dying in the NHS is quite worrying and is disproportionately high as compared to the white counterparts. At this moment in time, we do not know the reasons for sure, but it is being postulated that it is because the system has a lot of inequalities in terms of how duties are being allocated, blacks are being allocated to sicker patients or the high-risk patients. And also, I think Dr. Chileta also explained that people were also taking long and many shifts, maybe trying to cover up in terms of also the resources. So there are probably many reasons why, but what we know for sure and for certain is that the numbers of black people or the minority groups that are dying within the NHS are disproportionately higher compared to the white counterparts.
Dr. Munatsi, looking at what is happening in Zimbabwe and, you know, other places on earth, you know, Britain included, there are so many Zimbabweans that are dying there, you know, but in Zimbabwe, you know, already 4 have actually died. So now, looking at UK, we are told that people are saying up to about 30 Zimbabweans have died, and some of them are health workers. What's going on, really?
I think, basically, I think when it comes to health workers, this speaks to the risk that they are being you know, exposed to. They are in harm's way. Many of them are working in these COVID-19 wards, handling these patients on a daily basis. So, definitely, you know, I think the majority of Zimbabweans that are in the UK are working in the NHS. Most of them are nurses, some of them are doctors, So I think that also explains why we're seeing the large numbers, as we also that I have explained earlier, where it is being postulated that these black people or black minority groups are being allocated to the wars that you know our counterparts would not want to work in.
So now, Jonga, you can pose the next question.
Yes, explain. You can just explain why it's looked down.
Yeah, so what he was basically saying is, I'll ask him to say that in Shona as well. So go ahead, Doctor, and say it in Shona.
Yeah, it was UK, English, vari kufa zvakanyanya kudarika vanhu vachena kana tichitarisa vanhu vanoshanda muzvipatara vana mukoti nana chiremba. Zvimwe zvezvikonzero zviri kutaurwa panguva ino ndezvekunzi zvinoratidza sekuti vanhu vatema vari kushanda mabasa muzvikamu zvezvipatara muri kurapwa vanhu vane chirwere checovid-19 uyewo vanhu vanga vachitora mukana kuti vashandewo maawa akawanda vakwanise kuwedzera mari. Izvi zvinoizvinozvi zvinosuruvarisa chaizvo nekuti zvinhu zvakadai zviitike nekuda kwekuti vanhu vatema vanenge vachisaidzirwa kana kuti mfunzi vanobata varwere vasinawo zvekupfeka zvakakwana. Tikuona kuti zvekupfeka nyaya yeko zvekupfeka muzvipatara idambudziko riri pasi rese. UK inaro dambudziko iroro, America inayo nedzimwewo nyika. Asi tinge tichishuvira nekukurudzira kuti vanhu kana vachienda kubasa ngavaende vanoshanda vakapfeka zvinodzivirira kuti vasabatwe nechirwere checoronavhairasi, nekuti zvakakosha, nekuti ndivo ka vanhu varikurapa. Kana kukange kusisana vanoita dambudziko guru.
Yes, what is saying Tonga is that when you look at how blacks are working in these hospitals, it seems as if they are mostly blacks that are working in hospitals where there are patients with COVID-19. So he says that's why maybe you've got this large number of blacks who are affected by COVID-19. So he's really saying that it's a question of even working so many hours in these hospitals, and maybe sometimes they get tired and all these things. When you're tired, you can end up making mistakes. So now, yes, you can go ahead again, Trevor.
It is, if we look at areas like in Zimbabwe, where there is that problem of basic commodities, people are still going out to look for food, are still going out to look for whatever. I saw some who are even complaining that the Zuko buses that are flying their routes at the moment because of these other computers and buses are not allowed to operate.
Yes.
And those Zuko buses are not enough to take them to town or wherever they want to go, which means these people are not heeding the call to stay home and also observe social distancing. What can be done to conscientize these people, Dr. Manas?
I think it is important at this point in time for people to really understand the gravity of the matter that we are dealing with right now. You know, we would not want to go into, for example, if I am to use the example of the latest victim in Zimbabwe today, we don't want to go into personal details, but it's a clear example of why it is important for people to hit the call. From the preliminary news that we are hearing is that someone traveled from abroad and then they visited people. Probably maybe they didn't, they were not subjected to the quarantine because they are related to, people in close to the power, So this is unfortunate and should not happen. And people need to really understand that. People have to hit the call. Coronavirus is a serious disease. We have seen people dying. People have to stay at home. But at the same time, I also appreciate that people have difficulties in accessing food and getting groceries, which is why we've been calling upon the government to make sure that people are given relief, they're given some grants to make sure that during this time the lockdown is effective companies are being given assisted by the government to pay for their employees, and people can get food and stay at home, because this is very important.
So, Dr. Nazi, can you repeat that in Shona so that people can understand Shona, can hear more about it?
Panguwa ino zvinhu zvakakosha chaizvo kuti vanhu vanzwisise kukosha kwekugara mudzimba nekunge vasingangombereki vachifamba famba nokuda kwekuti chirwere chekorona chirwere chiri kuuraya vanhu zvatiri kuona zviri kuitika pasi rino. Tikada kuti tishandise muenzaniso wezvaitika kuzimbabwe nhasi asi munhu wekushayika kwaaita irikokunge hama yanga yashanya kubva kumhiri kwemakwenzi. Saka muri kuona kuti zvinhu zvinosuruwarisa kuti tiite zvinhu zvakadaro, vanhu ngavagare mudzimba vasafamba famba. Asiwo tinotiizvozvo hurumende inofanira kubatsira vanhu kuti vakwanise kugara mudzimba omu, nekuti vanhu vanoda kudya, vanhu vanoda kurarama. Saka hurumende inofanira kuti ipe vanhuwo zvimari zvishoma zvokuti vakwanise kutenga chikafu. Makambanis anobhadhara vashandi ngavabatsirwe nehurumende kuti kana vanhu vachinge vatambiriswa kunyange vakagara kumba vanokwanisa kuwana mari yekutenga muriwo yekutengawo zvimwe zvavangada tikwanise kurwisana nechirwere ichi, nekuti kana tikange tisingadaro tinenge takurwisana nekuti vanhu vada kusvaga chikafu panguva imwe chete tida kurwisana necoronavirus.
Yeah, so Chonga, what the doctor is saying here is that people must actually follow guidelines, you know, the prescribed guidelines of what people should do in order to avoid contracting COVID-19. So he says the basic thing is stay at home, because this thing can actually devastate you. He knows that there's a problem of food in Zimbabwe, but basically there's every reason for people to stay at home, you know, because this disease kills. So I'll go over to you.
This is Dr. Mnazi,
njalo besebenza umsebenzi omkhulu kakhulu owokuvala
ubuhlungu balokho pho abantu bona laba kade bethatha amaphilisi ezimbabwe beyahanjiselwa e-South Africa labo ngibona bebhekane lokudukololo. Ngibona kuyinto edinga ukuthi aluba abantu bengananzelela indlela yokuthi bangabuya njani ekhaya, bencediswa kakhulu nguhulumende ukuthi benelise ukuzohlangana lobunzima abangabubona besekhaya, kunzima ukuba loduko lungaka ukwelinye ilizwe ngoba nxa besekhaya lapha balendlela eziningi zokuthi ungakhangelwa njani khonokho. Ngibona ngazathi uhulumende uzakukhangela ngaleyo ndlela layo, kodwa-ke bengisithi ngidlulise nje umbono wami okunanzelela ukuthi sokubangele ukuhlupheka okungakanani ebantwini bakithi abaseZimbabwe South Africa ukungahambi kwabomalayitsha okubangela ukuthi kuswelakale indlela zokuthola impilo yakhulu amaphilisi. Njalo izizalwane zeZimbabwe esekutshana leze-South Africa udubo esezibhekane lalo lokuswelakala kokuhlahla emalalawalawa ngoba besebenza imisebenzi yaleyo phambilini.
So, Jonga, what you're saying is that, you know, this problem of food is very, very huge in countries like Botswana and South Africa, because people are not accessing food because it appears if the South African government is actually catering for its own people and not, you know, other people from... Yes. So then in that context, he's saying that, you know, the government of Zimbabwe should actually help these people because they are totally helpless. They want to come back home, so he says the government should come out with a very big plan to actually repatriate these Zimbabweans. So I don't know, what's your opinion on that, Jonga, and maybe the doctor? Yes.
I saw a post from the embassy inviting people to submit their names, those who wish to go back home. But what I failed to understand is who is going to foot the bill, because I thought the government said those people will foot their own bills, but they will be accommodated. I mean, the government members will facilitate their departure from South Africa since the borders are closed at the moment. They will facilitate that, but people have to foot their own transport costs. And also the other thing is when they get to Zimbabwe, they have to be quarantined. And, you know, many people, they don't want that. And that is going to force some people not to participate in that program. Otherwise, it's a good move that the government champion. But if it says champion and you foot your own costs, and then when it gets to Zimbabwe, people are afraid of being quarantined. Someone was asking also yesterday that, what's the logic if it's true that people who are housed at Belvedere Training College are sharing rooms? You want to quarantine people, and those people, you make them share rooms, share bathrooms and all that. If that is really happening, I think it's not quarantining in that sense, because if these people still can mingle and meet the 65, we had some more yet to come, and in Plumtree, some people, I think the number of over 300 who were expatriated from Botswana.
Yes.
They don't say they were deported, I'm not sure. But those people came from Botswana and they housed in Plumtree. And we don't know someone now, we spoke with, I'm forgetting the name, last week on our show. You were saying that the conditions are poor and people are still mingling and meeting. So I don't know how best that can be addressed. Maybe our good doctor can address that. Doctor, that people are put in an area where they are supposed to be quarantined. Can those people be allowed to mingle, say, 100 or so people?
All right, doctor.
Thank you so much, John. I think that is a big problem because then the purpose of quarantining is we are defeating the purpose anyway. People who are being quarantined are not supposed to mix and mingle for the purposes of making sure that if someone, let's say someone is COVID-19, but we don't know as yet, we don't want to be the quarantine area or the quarantine facilities to be, you know, a hub of spreading this disease. making a grave mistake. So it is important for government to make sure that if they want to go ahead with the move of quarantining people, they have to provide facilities that are conducive for that. Where people are able to, be in their own spaces, share anything. Because once you do that, then we are putting so many lives in danger.
Yes. So, Dr. Nasi, when you look at that scenario, there's this issue of this disease being highly contagious. What will happen if they're put in one place like that for a long time?
If they are put in one place for a long time, if we assume that, let's say that someone is, or one or two people have COVID-19, the whole cohort or the whole group is going to get it. It is inevitable as long as people are mixing and mingling. So imagine the catastrophe that would have created, instead of making sure that people put in a place that is big enough to accommodate everyone so that they don't mix. That's why we don't spread the disease.
Yes, now, Chonga, I think we've got a councillor in Silovela, that is in the Midlands province, who also sent us a message. And Dr. Keep on holding there. We'll come back to you shortly. So let's hear what this councillor said about coronavirus, COVID-19. So he's really worried about food. He says food is a big challenge down there. So let's hear what he said.
Yes, I'm going to do this. Hayi ngapha siphilile baba yimi ukhansila umoyo uyilade edosa ngaphansi kwesilobela kundula umalisa hayi siyalubona uhlelo lwe-lockdown kodwa ke akula nenye indlela esingayenza madoda hlupho kuphela esilubonayo lapha yikokuthi abantu bethu baza kufa indlala. Yini isipho olukhulu lokudown olilungile ivikela impilo zethu phezu kwalo umathaya bhuqe wesifo i-corona, i-COVID-19 le. Kodwa-ke i-challenge enkulu kathesi esesilayo yindlala. Njengakwesami isigaba lapha edosa, hhayi uma ngoyiselale ziko ba. Izilimo zatsha, izifuyo zafa ngendlala eyesizini edlulileyo. Kathesi abantu abavunanga lutho, akula lutho sibili mangamabi uma ngoye selaleziko. Ngesi abantu bakithi lapha abaningi bebephila ngokuthunyezelwa okuvela phetshe emazweni ngabomalayisha. Konke lokho kumile, akukho kudle okubuyayo, abantu sebethwele nzima la. Athwele nzima sibili. Asazi ukuthi kathi uhulumende angangenela njani. Khona idole eliholisayo phela e-Red Cross kodwa-ke hhayi ayinancedo olukhulu elwenza ebantwini ifike yakhethakhetha abantu yachiya abanye kunabo abangena ehlelweni bangena bebalutshwana behola ukudla kulutshwana okuncane kakhulu. Kunzima abantu bayalamba kakhulu sibi la. Angazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu angangenela njani athumele idona kumbe uhulumende asincedise njalo anikele abo abantu ukudla ngoba sizabona izidumbu la kubi. Amanzi kawakho izibhorane zifile nasisithi siyazama ukuthi abaphezulu ngale bezosilungisela izibhorane bafike balungise one bahambe akula manzi yonke into ibhazalele i-COVID le hayi isenzele okunye okuhlala kunjalo baba kodwa hayi inkosi izangenela ngalo mkhuhlane ungadlula abantu bazazama ukuthi sibulele ukuthi masilelamela kanjani ngambe kuyini esingakudoda nakhaphano.
So there you are, Chonga. The councillor is saying that in Donsa Ward, that is Lovela, in the Midlands province, people are really suffering because there's no food, absolutely nothing. So he's saying that, during previous seasons, agricultural seasons, people didn't reap any kind of food, harvest. Their harvests were very poor. So at the end of the day, people really need assistance. So he's appealing to the government to actually help villagers. He says those villagers are in danger of death. He says they may die anytime because of lack of food. Over to you, Chonga.
Yes, thank you, Gibbs. I see there's one of our followers who is in New York.
Yes.
Sibusiso
Kajula.
Kajula.
Yes.
Who says every year in New York, they are nursing homes which are calling us caregivers to come and work for $30 per hour, and they know that some of us will go and risk our lives just because of money. It's very tempting. So,
as he is today, maybe Jonga can teach him, I don't know. Then if you do that, then you send an email to voaleaders@voanews.com or you send your nomination to this WhatsApp number, +1 202 465 0318. So you pick anybody of your choice, and you know this is a scheme that cannot be, you know, manipulated by anybody, right, Jonga?
I remember the
So this gentleman is in Mauni in Botswana, Jonga. He's saying, you know, there are some people who are walking around, but not many of them. But he's saying that people are actually following all the kind of regulations. You know that Botswana is under a very tight lockdown. So the same applies to Zimbabwe and South Africa. So he's saying, of course, their cars are being driven by people here and there. But generally, he's saying that people have been following all these kind of regulations. Over to you, Jonga.
Thank you so much. It's good to hear from the Zimbabweans who are in different parts of the world. At least we know there are some people who can look after each other there. We spoke earlier in our show with Reverend Kurumidai Richard Samute, who is in England. And he's from the Zaire Foreign Faith Church. What the Reverend Samute said is that Zimbabweans, wherever we are, should look after each other. This is the time that we need the support of our fellow brothers and sisters. So let's do that from wherever we are. This is a moment where we need to show our Ubuntu, the unity that we grew up knowing.
Yes, we also have another Zimbabwean, Jonga, who actually sent us this video as well. So Zimbabweans are all over the show, and here is the gentleman saying whatever he thinks is right for him.
Hi, sisalele endlini nje lapho esibona lapha nje sisalele manje ngithumile phansi ukuthi ngishaya umoya nje abantu abafuna ukuthobela umthetho kagovernment ngoba nisizwa le ngane nje siyazidlalela nje kaziboni dlala abantu bayazihambela ngoba isizwa nje lenkwelo phandle la kodwa ugovernment uyobenzile umthetho ukuthi abantu bahlale ezindlini khona abantu bazofa intoni bayithatha kancane abantu kodwa ngoba sibona nje kwezinye izinto ukuthi hayi iyakhuphuka abantu babafuna ukuthobela umthetho kagovernment abayesabi le ntoni kodwa thina hayi sizihlalele nje sithi abantu abahlale ezindlini ngiyabonga.
Now, this gentleman, you know, contrary to the, what the other said, he says people are not following regulations in South Africa. He was saying kids are just playing outside, you know, and people don't worry about what is going on in the world. So they're not worried, Chonga, according to him. Yeah.
Yes, just yesterday I saw some posts on social media.
Yes.
Of people complaining that may not be enough to cover their day-to-day needs.
Yes, and we've got some other people that are sending us audios all over the world, from all over the world. So now I think we've got some of the audios. So let me play what we have right now, Chonga. So, yes, let's hear what you're saying.
Mina ngikhuluma ngaJessica Malam lapha ngibhezeni yangcwadi. Suka endaweni yeginga kodwa ngikhuluma ngeplampa lapho engikhona ngokomsebenzi. Ngibone ngalengani ngokubona kwami. Sizatisha abantu bengabezeni lapha. Ngoba abantu banisibayisilela ukuthi sizathi siyathuthuthi
He says, if there's no food, the next thing that you have to think of is killing, nothing else. So he says the extension of this lockdown is going to have a devastating effect on many people. So lucky enough with Tumuzi Puti of ZANU-PF who actually sent us an audio and said, you know what, even those that are in South Africa and Botswana, they need help, you know, in terms of being repatriated to Zimbabwe. So now, maybe, Jonga, you can talk to the doctor so that you can wrap up, you know.
Yes, Dr. Munazi. Mashoba Mugazi, Bana Zimbabwe. So, Kuru Tisasa, Varukutuwejika, Varukutemao, Nevarukutuswa, Mushava, Chisonokaswa, Mugazi, Varukutemao, Kuti, Kutsina, 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 Kutsina,
I don't know what to do.
So, Doctor, when you look at some of these issues that you're talking about, it's like, you know, a word of encouragement is very well taken, you know. But then, are there anything that people who are Zimbabweans based in London or whatever place are actually doing to help those that are back home? Any initiatives?
Yes, there are a number of initiatives that have been done by the people in the diaspora. Some of them include crowdsourcing of funds to make sure that we assist people who are back home in terms of food. Organizations that are receiving the funds and making sure that they're buying, you know, mini meal, cooking oil, and, you know, distributing these to vulnerable communities. Some of them have been facing challenges with, you know, movement because they needed clearance in terms of police or controlling movement, in particularly in Harare. But otherwise, there are many initiatives that have been done, particularly with assisting vulnerable communities. And also initiatives that are also being done by health workers outside Zimbabwe, assisting those that are back home in terms of expertise and general exchange of knowledge in terms of the management of COVID-19.
Yes, can you hold on there? We'll come back to you, Doctor, but we are almost rounding up our program today. But we've got a gentleman who is in Gwanda South. I think his name is Edgar Manala, if I'm not mistaken. So this gentleman is talking about food. You know, he says food is a very, very serious problem in Gwanda. So let's listen to what he's saying about this thing.
Apanjala inzima enkulu kakhulu indlala esifuneni ekhanya ngani sizasala singalalutho singabangalalimkomo mbuzi nsukuzonke.
Kwini mhlawumbe okudingakalayo kumele kuyenziwe la mhlawumbe uzobe nqatshelwe nale indlala ngoba siza nyaka yonke abantu abaningi ngapha bayabekhala ngodaba lwendlala.
Singabe lindlala lokuthi sithole ukudla ezitolo nakuukudla khona ezitolo kuyadura kuzuleka imali eyiyo kuthi khona ungathiwa ukuyemlisipheni ukudla nje njengokuthi sesikubhana khona kwamele esethelezi asilamali.
So, Jonga, this gentleman was talking to Albert Tune. He's our correspondent based in Gwanda. So he's saying that, you know, he's an old man, and he's saying, you know, the problem here is food. So there's nothing that he can do except if somebody tries to give him food one way or the other. So now I think people are in a very, very serious situation, right, Jonga?
Yes, I know we are about to wrap up, but yes. I wanted to ask Dr. Manazi, you see, can just explain, because in Zimbabwe there is a problem with malaria at the moment. I think over 150 people have died so far from malaria. Over 170,000 people have contracted that disease up to yesterday. Can you explain, because we understand that the symptoms are similar, malaria and the COVID-19?
Yes, yes. Thank you so much, Mr. Jonga. Yes, I think those figures that are true. It is known that during this season in Zimbabwe, it is usually the peak of malaria. And unfortunately, malaria, some of its symptoms are quite similar to COVID-19. And we've had, I think I was listening to the minister speak yesterday, saying because of the COVID-19, they are facing challenges in testing malaria. They are able to do community testing usually. There are teams that are dispatched to communities to test people for malaria and make sure that they are treated as quickly as possible. But it seems the government is not in a position to do a way of testing people for malaria. And we have also seen that in the recent days, the government is doing a hybrid test of using the PCR test and also as the antibody test that they're using for screening. So I think it is important to the government to make sure that people who present with symptoms that are similar to COVID-19 are screened accordingly. It will be unfortunate to treat someone as a malaria case when they are in actual fact they are COVID-19 case, because many cases in many places that malaria is endemic in Zimbabwe, they are likely to be inaccessible in terms of testing for COVID-19, which is why we have tried for decentralization of testing for COVID-19 to make sure that we do not, endanger the lives of many people.
Thank you so much, Dr. Edgar Mnazi. We really thank you for having joined us tonight on the Diaspora Forum.
Umsakazo we-Voice of America ulikhuthaza ukuthi ligete umuntu elimaziyo olwisana kakhulu lomkhuhlane we-coronavirus COVID-19. Ungakhetha umakhelwane wakho, inkokheli yendawo ohlala khona, abezempilakahle nabanye. Ungenza njalo, thumela igama lakhe lenombolo yakho uchasise ngamafutshane akwenzayo ku-email ethi voaleaders@voanews.com kumbe kuwhatsapp kunombolo ethi +1 202 465 0318. Ngizaphinda njalo anjalo, +1 202 465 0318.
There you are, Jonga. If you've got let's say a person that you know, but you are not supposed to contest yourself, we don't want any reaching. So somebody can actually pick a neighbor, somebody can pick any person, a health worker, Dr. Mnazi, as he is today. Maybe Jonga can pick him, I don't know. Then if you do that, then you send an email to voaleaders@voanews.com, or you send your nomination to this WhatsApp number, +1 202 465 0318. So you pick anybody of your choice, and you know this is a scheme that cannot be manipulated by anybody, right? This is Steve Stube in Washington, D.C., saying good night. Jonga? Thank you so much, Jonga, and thank you so much, Dr. Edgar Mnazi. Bye-bye.